current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Sudan in Shreds. Sudan today stands at a crossroads, facing not only war and conflict, but also the danger of breaking apart. People are told that Hamidity is an opposition leader and that Burhan represents the state. But in reality, both men are under the influence of foreign powers. America works through its allies, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, to control them, keeping Sudan weak and divided. These countries fuel the fight between the two sides, pretending it's about Sudan's future, when it is really about serving outside interests. Instead of bringing peace and unity, they have turned Sudan into a battlefield for ambition. The debate over Darfur's future shows the wider crisis, a land rich in faith and history being torn apart by betrayal and manipulation. The toll of the struggle has been immense on the Sudanese people, particularly in Darfur. Communities in the region have borne the brunt of war, displacement, and hunger for decades. Billions have been uprooted from their homes, living in camps where survival is a daily challenge. The economic collapse across Sudan only worsens the situation. Families cannot afford food, schools crumble, and hospitals lack medicine. Darfur's suffering is a reflection of the suffering of Sudan as a whole, where the basic dignity of life is stripped away. At such times, it is vital to remember the value of Muslim blood, the sanctity of unity, and the honor that comes with standing as one ummah. Yet plots continue to circulate, plots to divide Sudan further along tribal, ethnic, and political lines. Enemies of Islam understand that a divided people are easier to exploit, and so they seek to deepen the cracks between brothers and sisters. The spilling of Muslim blood is treated lightly by these agents, though the Prophet ﷺ warned that the life of a Muslim is even more sacred than even the Kaaba. If unity is sacrificed, the honor of Sudanese Muslims will be eroded, and their struggles will only multiply. How much longer will our Ummah in Sudan endure the suffering? How many more years must families bury their dead or mothers go without food so their children might live another day? How long will Sudan remain a chessboard for treacherous leaders and foreign powers alike? These questions weigh heavy, and their answers depend not on those who oppress, but on the resolve of us, the Muslims, the believers. Our brothers and sisters in Sudan cannot afford to wait for salvation from those who cause their misery, nor can they place hope in systems that have failed them repeatedly. The only lasting solution lies in a return to Islam as a foundation of governance, justice, and unity. Islam provides not only spiritual guidance, but also a comprehensive system for economic fairness, political accountability, and societal harmony. When Sudan and the world is governed by Islam, it will raise above tribalism, corruption, and betrayal, for its laws will be rooted in divine justice rather than human ambition. Only by embracing Islam fully can Sudan end its cycle of treachery and reclaim its rightful place as a land of strength, unity, and honor bi-idhnillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 106,
إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِلِينَ.
Surely this Quran is sufficient as a reminder for those devoted to worship. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.